Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Astros lose 5-1. Game two of the NBA Finals tonight. I got the Spurs in this one. They gotta. If they don't win this one, holy crap! Going back to New York. Wow. Astros lose, but Jeremy Peña had a couple more hits last night. Jeff Passan says that's the guy they're gonna have to trade. Is Jeremy Peña, and that would be terrible. That would be terrible to lose. You think Yordan Peña is coming up, and you're going to have to make a decision on him. And he's got Boris now, so bye. See ya. We don't do Boris contracts. We just don't. Jeremy Peña is going to be Is Jeremy Peña going to be a $30 million guy?
I don't think so.
25.
I don't think so. Yeah, more in that range.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but I don't know. Did they pay Jeremy Peña 25? I don't know. That's so Jeff Passan thinks that's probably the guy the Astros might have to. They're not getting rid of Yordan. They're just not. Best player potentially available is Jeremy Peña.
Not Josh Hader. I mean, Peña has more, you know, that's an everyday player. So he has more value than Hader. I would hope that both of them would at least warrant discussions.
Well, Hader is interesting in that, you know, but he's $19 million a year, so that's tough.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, if he's pitching at a high level, yeah, he's expensive, but for teams who don't care.
Well, and a team that's in it that needs has an injury or doesn't have a great closer. Yeah. Yep.
And maybe you have a player included in the deal and, you know, you subtract, you know, let's say you put an $8 million player in there and so you subtract, what is it? How much you say he makes? 19?
19.
You know, subtract, then you're just taking on $11 million extra, for example, that team. So who knows? But it's a very specific need. There's only going to be a few teams who would even consider it. I would consider dumping both players depending on how you're doing. Now, if you're within striking distance, and see, Jim Crane would probably think 5.5 games from first to striking distance, which is where they are right now. I don't really think it is right now. I think it needs to get a lot closer than that. But let's see what happens.
Got 2 months.
Yeah, let's see what happens when Hunter Brown gets back, because Josh Hader all of a sudden takes on a lot more value. For the Astros, that is, if they are within three games. There's a lot more value because we've seen how booty juice Brian Abreu has been. He's just been, you can't trust Brian Abreu. So who do you have as a pseudo closer? You don't have it. So Josh Hader becomes something the Astros probably think they can't live without. If the Astros are sitting there 11 games under 500 and 7.5 games back, knowing Crane, he'll probably still think the window's open for a championship, but I would hope they would be open to listening for Josh Hader. I would hope they'd be open to listening because there is no need to keep paying. Now, Jim also likes to shave off some dollars off the payroll too. So, actually, I could see
Hader. Yeah, but he's never been a sell guy. He's always been a buy guy.
He has, but he also got rid of, you know, he also could have had, he made a decision on Mauricio Dubon that was purely based on shaving some financials off.
That's an off-season thing.
Proven right, though? Because without shaving that salary, we don't get that comeback a couple nights ago.
Yep.
Because Nick Allen was here to start the comeback.
Yep, so Nick Jim Allen. Wright, actually, again. Nick Allen has a higher OPS than him.
He has a higher OPS than Doobie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How come Mauricio Dubon, we heard, is the MVP of the Atlanta Braves?
Well, that was about
because
a month
he's
or so.
Known, but he's still known Nick Allen.
That's true. He actually isn't Nick Allen.
No. That it's a true story.
Yeah, he is not Nick Allen.
He's not Nick Allen. So, that just so you know. Yeah,
the OPS of 710 for Doobie. What's Nick Allen?
Nick Allen, at this point in his life, in his career.
Well, how about this year?
At this point,
He is a
680 OPS.
Yeah. And what is Doobie?
710.
It's right there.
Yeah, it's not that far away.
No. Nick Allen, yeah.
But once again, the best victory of the season is thanks to Nick Allen. Sorry.
Yeah.
Decision made by Jim, we put that in the win column for Jim Crane.
He was higher than Doobie just...
I believe Doobie hit a home run last night.
Yeah, Doobie hit a homer, and he overtook him.
He vaulted over Nick Allen, the great Nick Allen.
And it was a game-winning homer.
Well... No,
but
they lost.
But it was. But they did lost he start a rally to beat Pittsburgh?
Well,
no.
You don't even have to give Doobie credit for a game winner. They lost 7-2. It was a Carlos Lee type homer. Didn't really affect.
No. The other night he hit the game winner.
Well, yesterday he hit another home run.
Oh my God! Well, that's why he's above him. Nick Allen 2 nights ago had a higher OPS.
See, Lance, don't be worried. Jim's still making great decisions.
Yeah, yeah.
Nick Allen.
GM Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
That's
Dana
what I call
is
him.
The GM.
Is he?
Yeah. I mean, that's right. Yeah. Lame he makes duck, all the calls.
Lame duck Dana?
it kind of is.
Lame duck Joe, too. I mean,
and Joe.
They're not. I mean, Dana and Joe, the same.
I mean, how about what team goes into the season with no contract for the GM or the manager.
A team looking to make a change, but doesn't want to pay two at the same, like four people at the same time. We'll just let these run out, and we'll start fresh.
Yeah. So, by Jeremy Pena? I don't know.
Why did you the hour with this downer?
No, but Jeremy has to. Yeah, we could have talked about fixing toilets. We could have talked
anything.
About all the other stuff.
Don't
we
bring reality
about.
Back
Mariska
to the...
Hargitay. There's a lot of... Oh, terrible news. Terrible news. Dua Lipa.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Oh, yeah. She's been with that dude.
It was a secret marriage,
engaged
though.
For a bit now, though.
It was a secret marriage that came out on
social
media. You
were holding out hope?
No, but just like a lot of... I saw a lot of videos where guys like, oh, Dua Lipa got married. Oh, that's great for her. I'm super happy for her. And like, I saw three different guys do these videos. And I sent it to my man Christian Guerrero, and Christian's like, "This is what did Christian say?" It's the same response that all these guys. He goes, he said, "Oh, I'll have to."
You guys shouldn't worry. She married someone who's an actor, so you can expect this thing to be done with in about a couple years, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh no,
yeah. It's not like I'm not in the mix for it. It's just I just want her
you
to just
want her to be single.
Yeah, she just needs to be single.
Yeah.
In the world needs her to be single. What's wrong with that?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
If she had married someone out of the industry, you might have some real issues. But an actor, they're going to be separated because of their work for long stretches of time.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, Lance.
Nothing. There's nothing that's for me, obviously, it's just, you know.
But even for just the world who strives on
I
her being
him
single.
I sent him that video. He goes... This S just broke my heart. Can't believe I found out like this. I said, it's bleeping bull bleep is what it is.
How did he want to find out?
He goes, she'll get bored of him. She'll be back to us.
Well, and,
us
and
meaning
she
society.
May be, you don't know. She might be an adulterer.
I don't know. I don't want to put that on her.
Well, you don't know.
I don't. That's why I said I don't want to, but I don't know. Look, it's likely that 3 years from now, You're gonna have a celebration moment. You and your buddy can celebrate. Because in 3 years, you know, it might not be still a thing.
This says...
They still love each other, but they have to part ways just because they want different things in life. Whatever the PR spin that they put on it. Lance, just look out for that.
Yeah, no. There's a lot of videos about men pissed off about Dua Lipa getting married. I didn't know this was this big a thing. I thought it was just a one-man show, but... Apparently, I'm not. Apparently, there's a lot of people just they hate this guy. Who is this guy again?
Callum Turner. He's a he's an English actor.
Oh, English.
Yeah.
Well, she's English, too.
Well, kind of.
No, she was born there.
She's
was
America.
She? No, she.
No, but
she's not American.
Yeah, but
for her
she's Albanian, I believe, but she was born
she's not repping
in London.
She's not repping London.
She's an Arsenal fan. I think she is repping London.
Yeah, but Arsenal fans.
Yeah, but
loaded,
I am too.
Loaded with bandwagon fans.
But she's from London. I don't know what you want. She's one of them. She's from London.
I never checked her teeth. Probably is. I don't know. Well, I've never. I didn't know she had teeth.
I think that's a misnomer for particularly women with her amount of money. I don't think you have to worry about the quality of her teeth. She's a pop star. How many women who are pop stars have bad teeth?
Well, listen. If you're British, you have bad teeth. That's all you can do. There's nothing you can do about it.
I feel like money fixes things. Like, British people without money have bad teeth. Like, British people with money, they bad put, teeth. Like, these big choppers
There's
in their mouth.
There's nothing you can do, Dell. They don't have Denny Dennett's hair. I'm pretty sure.
You can fly someplace else with all the money she has. She can go to New York and get new teeth if she wanted them.
Yeah, I don't think so.
My favorite part is watching soccer players who get money, and then they put, like, big white chompers in their mouth, and they don't fit. And we're supposed to pretend like we don't notice. Look up your guy, Gabriel in Arsenal. Those are clearly things he put in when he got his money.
He put in teeth.
Gabriel from Arsenal.
They're going to have to start getting better with these veneers. These veneers have got to start doing a better job.
Firmino, the Liverpool player, he's not with Liverpool anymore. He was another one.
No one knows.
People know he's pretty famous.
It's impossible.
He played for Brazil. They know him. He got the money. One of the first things he did, put the new teeth in, and the veneers go crazy.
They're so white.
They're so white, like y'all, and giant, like y'all gotta just dial them back.
Yeah, it's like
can't be
the
this
brightest
obvious.
Of the bright.
Like, oh, no one's teeth is really this white. Stop.
Gabriel did the whole thing. He got the hair transplant, and he got the teeth.
Nice.
Well, at least try
to
trick.
Well, if you're British, you got to do all
that. He's not British.
He's
Brazilian.
At least try to trick.
He just plays in England.
Oh. But if you go to England, then your teeth turn.
He went to England, got the money.
If you go to England, then you get bad teeth.
I don't know that that's a rule anymore.
It kind of is a rule.
Yeah.
We got to ask Glenn Davis.
No, there is an astonishing number of people who don't care about their dental stuff, though. It is true. I don't know why it's true. It is true that it's harder to find really good food in England.
John.
Like, the best English food is Indian food.
Yeah.
You know, pub food is just not. It's just they've never gotten it together.
Sorry, I just typed in Gabriel Arsenal, and there are just pictures. And when he's smiling or his mouth's open, it's just like bleach white. Go with God, man. You got all the money in the world, but you know, maybe have someone talk to you. John, type it in. Just type in Gabriel Arsenal.
Uh-oh.
And notice, and just notice what you're gonna see. The veneers go crazy.
Dude, wow. That is bright.
I told you.
Holy crap, dude.
I told you.
That is, dude, close. You got to keep that mouth closed, okay?
What that mouth do, though?
What that mouth do, it's blinding people. That's what that mouth do.
Let me see. What do I have to Google?
Just type in Gabriel Arsenal. Gabriel Arsenal.
And
you're going to see them.
Do I do teeth?
No, you could do that, but you don't have to. And go to images. You'll notice it immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's unnatural.
It is.
Well, that's what we're saying. There's too many guys with these unnatural chompers.
Firmino for Brazil. I mean, Liverpool. You type it in, you're going to notice it, too. Oh, John, type in Firmino Liverpool. Firmino, Firmino. Type in Firmino Liverpool and just go to images and look at the third picture.
Holy shnikes.
Oh, my God.
I told you.
Who painted that white? Oh, my gosh. He can't, and his gums are blue. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing? Guys, make it look a little better. You got soccer players, some of the highest paid athletes in the world.
Yeah, but they all want white teeth like that. Everybody wants white teeth like that.
Yeah,
but
like
it's too
much. Oh, well, Dale, how about go down to the third row in the middle?
To Firmino?
Yeah, yeah, go third row in the middle and look at these chomp. Look at this chomp fest.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Good Lord.
Oh, the profile shot?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
All right.
I'm getting something like that just so I can shine on this show, on Twitch, on YouTube.
Now there's a reason to watch.
Yeah, I'm going to. You know what?
Oh, yeah. Who does he play for?
Well, he used to play for Liverpool. That's where I first noticed that. I don't know where he plays now, but Firmino, Liverpool. It is something.
First thing, see image results for Roberto Firmino teeth.
Yeah.
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 You're going to get clowned if you if you're coming with some big ass white teeth that are fake. Mm-hmm. You're going to get clowned in this.
And if you don't have any electricity, you're going to get clowned too, right? So you need M&J.
Well, yeah, like they don't work on your electrical stuff. So if you don't have electricity, you better call an electrician. My guys are not electricians. I'll just tell you that right now. What my guys do is they buy and sell electrical equipment. And they also will professionally remove your electrical equipment as well. Let me give you an idea of what I'm talking about. If you are an electrical contractor, a general contractor, maintenance engineer, project manager, it really doesn't matter. They are going to, my friends are going to be there to help you. And that's M&J Electrical Supply. I've known the owner, Jeremy Coker, who he's been in this business for a while, decades of experience in the field, does an incredible job of, it starts with the company itself. Let me just speak to that. Their company is very tight-knit. They do an amazing job. People love working there because they know that they stand for something that is strong. They have new electrical equipment. They have used equipment that are refurbished equipment that they've taken. They've refurbished it, and they still give you a one-year warranty. That is saving you big, big money as well. So you can actually not just cut down on lead time because they have parts 365 days a year, but they also can save you some money on some of those parts and improve profit margin if that's what you need for your particular project. Make sure that you are having them professionally remove that equipment from jobs that you have, because they will offer you good money for that old equipment, and you didn't have to do anything for it. Stop getting scrap prices for your old equipment that you bring out, like circuit breakers, transformers, disconnects, panels, switch gears, and let them pay you good money. It's M&J Electrical Supply, decades and decades in the business. Just make sure you give them a call at 713-699-5055. That's 713-699-5055. You can even ask for Jeremy Coker, the owner himself.
Kane is in the building.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Tank Dell was out there yesterday running routes. It was not full speed, but he was out there.
Yeah, it was not full speed. It was running. Noticeably not full speed.
No. No, it wasn't necessarily walk-through is basically everybody just jogs and they fake like they're throwing passes mm-hmm. and whatnot. But he was actually running and running routes, and he had a catch over the middle, and then he had another one along the sideline that we saw. That was that was neat. There's that. Will Anderson Jr., did you see him fishing?
Will Anderson Jr., yeah.
Yeah, you saw the fishing?
Yeah.
With Myles Garrett?
Uh-huh.
He let one get away. One got away from him, and he was like, that was a missed sack. And, you know, that was Lamar. He was a dual threat, and he couldn't get him. And then, you know, and he was like, that was like a missed sack right there. They were giving him the business.
Dude, he is so intense. His intensity.
With everything.
Oh, they have a video of him walking on the field at practice yesterday. I think it was yesterday. And it's just, you can just see the level of intensity. Now, I don't know if you saw the viral picture that a guy named Clint Lamb put out. You know, Nick Saban was talking about, I've been in some arguments with people about this, but he was talking about the difference. You know, Nick talked about a percentage of players who are 25 years old playing college football. One of the things that with the college bill, whatever it's called, they want to do. There's some things they want to do, but one of them is limit college players to playing 5 years. I think this is a very reasonable. I think there are people who see this as anything that the evil empire is asking for is unreasonable and we must fight against it and resist it. I think the 5 year thing is very reasonable because it benefits other players. It benefits 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
What's happening is the 6 years, so many people are using they're using their red shirt and then they're using an injury red shirt and they're getting 6 years. Now, the COVID years made it easy. The free COVID years made it easy for you to get, you know, six
but it
years.
It seems like that hasn't gone away.
No, it seemed like last year was the last possible year you could use it. But yeah, I thought it was done 2 years ago And it wasn't.
Well, how about there's a major leaguer that's going to play college football this year?
I saw that, but he hasn't. He didn't. But now that's technically okay because he never used his. Yeah, that's a different sport.
He's 25.
I know, but that's a different sport. Do you want to have an eight? Yeah, you're right. Is that. Do you want to have an
eight? And he was a pro ball player.
Pro baseball player.
Right. But
this is
I don't care.
Well, are you? Do you think Altuve could get out there and start whipping ass in football this year? Is he the new Sproles?
No, but he couldn't. But
Cam Smith?
Joe Adell could. Or, by the way, did you see Joe Adell have, take one off the noggin, home run?
Yes, he had his own Jose Canseco move, yeah.
But no. I mean, Randy Arozarena, he could play college football right now. He's 30.
But
you probably, can't play anymore.
He's probably not any good at college football.
Chris Winkie did it at 28, right?
Huh?
Way back
when. Wasn't any crying about Chris Winkie having a huge advantage.
No. He ended up.
Winning the Heisman.
Win the Heisman.
Got drafted in the first round.
Guess what? Also, when you're older, you're better.
But it's because he played at Florida State.
Well, yeah. No, I'm about to argue on your side. I'm saying it's a harder than they have to make it an age rule thing. What they're trying to do is limit the amount of years you have in college football. And one of the reasons, simple, because all these teams now are just biting on portal. They want the older portal guys who have already been developed, and in many cases, because they're taking their redshirt years and their a medical redshirt year, which some of them are questionable, you've got guys playing 6 years. Well, a lot of six-year players end up being 24, especially if you have a fall birthday or a summer birthday. You're a 24-year-old, and you're playing against Oregon's offensive line, Alex Harkey, right tackle, Emmanuel Pregnon, Worlds at left tackle, Pregnon at guard. Pregnon was 24 years old, whipping people's ass. I posted a picture of him at Wyoming when he was 20. I said 19 at the time, but he was 20. And then when he was 24 at Oregon, night and day difference. Yeah. And the reason I posted that is everyone, you know, there's a picture of Will Anderson when he had committed to Alabama, and he was, 17 or 18 years old, and there was a picture of him on the practice field at 25. And they were making the point of what Nick Saban said. And other people said, come on, this is a guy who's been doing pro lifting and weight. So just so you know, I've been in A&M, Texas, Alabama, Georgia weight rooms, been able to see three of them, been able to see guys working out in there. Their weight rooms are better than a lot of pro weight rooms. Because the money in college is greater than the money in the pros. You may not believe this. They spend more money in college football than they do in the pros. Pros are cheap.
Not anyone's money like it is an owner's money in the pros.
Exactly. They spend for the latest tech. Like, I couldn't believe what University of Texas had. It was astonishing. No one in the NFL had this kind of stuff except the Ravens at that particular time. And now the nutrition, you know, there's the differences. The NFL sometimes are more hardcore with nutritionists. So that can be one of the and players are more likely to take care of their body as pros when they're 23, 24 years old than a college player who just eats what's there. Although some take nutrition seriously. They all have nutritionists on staff. They're really big-time pros.
Well, who was the coach that just said, we got rid of all the seeds in the building? Sala? Maybe it was Vrabel.
In pros? And what was his?
Well, I mean, they changed the whole diet when he got there. He said, yeah.
Seeds in terms of, yeah, they went to something more protein-based, bigger people.
Right.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But, and that is a big deal. Look, nutrition and physical conditioning and stuff, that's why every football general manager would look at what's happening with the Astros and they'd say, what's going on with their training staff and their training department and their stretching, and they would look at a team like the Astros with all these injuries and say, this has got to be something in your building. That's how they would look at this. But the idea that 23, this is what people are fighting. There's this fight resisting anything that comes from. This is actually a good one. To say you only have 5 years, there's nothing wrong with it. It used to be the standard was 4 years, and every once in a while you'd have a fifth year. Every once in a while. But most players didn't like taking red shirts. Now that there's money involved, they're going to have to get guys out of the house. You know, it's like having a kid live on your basement the whole time. You're going to have guys like Kurt Cignetti who want to take advantage of it and go get older players to have a physical advantage, because there are physical advantages for 23 and 24-year-olds over some teams who are playing 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds. There are physical advantages. We all know it. We all got bigger and stronger as we filled out our body. That's how it works. And so I don't think it's a bad thing. But also, a lot of, they've got numbers out there about how much fewer, how many fewer, and you've heard this, John, how many fewer scholarships are being given away to players because teams are much more likely now to go into the portal and go get older players than give an 18-year-old a chance. And there are players having to go to Division II now who would have had D1 or to go from Power 4 to, you know, to non-Power 4 because there aren't the same amount of scholarships available to those players because of the players. Because the pool is so watered down with fifth and sixth year players, and in rare instances, seventh year players. There are some seventh year players too. Now those were COVID babies who got COVID years and then two medical years. But but the players are going to want to stay there and just make as much money as long as they can, and I get that. But you're keeping other younger players with a chance who've got a chance to help their families from doing the same thing. I think it's weird for people to be arguing against, like, you guys are. No. The argument's actually to help more players get opportunities to help their own families too. Why are you dying on a hill for a sixth and seventh year guy who's taken up spots from other people? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yep. 713-780-3776. Basically, a holiday show. I know there's no holiday per se, but, you know, when you start the show with kids and Dua Lipa, I mean, there's just nowhere to go from
there. Dua Lipa married, terrible news. And then one of our guys with the Texans broadcast, does Frank Ross cut black hair too? Players included. From what I know, yes. I knew it. We were telling Dell's in
Thank you,
Who told you that?
Thank you.
Who told you that? Who's black? Who? Whose hair does he cut?
Black players?
Nope. Who?
Yeah.
Who?
Name. Do you want to name names?
Yes.
Right. You know what? If I had to guess at this?
No guessing. You got a source.
I'll let Frank Ross cut my hair.
I'm sure you will. You ain't a black rich millionaire.
Aziz Al-Shaib.
I kind of am.
Well, no, it probably needs to be a special
Did this source give you a name of a player?
He didn't say. Well, what he said was,
okay.
From what I know,
per
yes.
se.
From what I know, but he has no evidence.
Of course, he doesn't believe it. Hater,
who
he's
is
listening
it?
Right
who
now?
Who is it?
Give me a name.
Give him a name.
Give me a name.
Since you're listening, name a name.
I'll name a name.
No, not you. You don't have any sources.
Who's a special teams player that needs Frank Ross to cut their hair to stay on the roster?
Oh, Jalen Noel has
Stop
to.
Stop it. He's like a third round pick. He doesn't need Frank Ross.
Yeah,
we need a six-rounder.
He has to, otherwise Frank Ross won't play him.
No, Nick Caselli.
Well, he's not playing wide receiver much.
Nick Caselli, get that guy out there. I drafted him in the third round on the second day. He better play.
Brevin Jordan,
Will Anderson Jr. You know otherwise, what? He ain't gonna be on the field.
Brevin Jordan better start getting his hair cut.
I've seen Brevin's hair. He ain't letting Frank Ross touch
him. As the fifth tight end,
has that person
he better be good on teams?
Has that person responded with the name?
Not yet.
All right, then.
Not yet.
Since you're listening, let's go.
He did call you a hater, though.
That's fine with me. But since you have some information, let's go.
Let me look at the roster. I'll find.
No, not you guessing. Let your source tell you.
All right, but a coach counts.
I said players.
It is true that when you're in your 40s or 50s, you're probably less likely to care as much about the haircuts. When you're 20s,
what are we talking about?
It's a pretty big deal.
You're not
when you're
letting
in your
the
20s.
Special teams coach cut your hair.
Tape.
You might as well let your mom do it.
He's got clippers of all numbers.
You know what?
You want a one guard? You need a two guard? You need one and a half? He's got them all.
Does Frank Ross have enhancements?
Frank Ross.
I don't know what that means. What do you mean by enhancements?
Because if your line is a little shaky, you a little. To enhance the line. Does he have
a hand?
The
little painter like Steve Harvey
Does
used
Frank
to have?
Ross do that?
I saw Steve Harvey in person when he was here. I went to his comedy show. I told that story where I ended up on the first row and I was like, oh my God. This guy, Russian McDonald, who was his business manager, put me on the first row with me and Rodney Williams and I think Chris Solis were there. And me and Chris were the two white guys, like in the building. And Monique saw us like, oh, I see I got my white people in the building like, oh no, please don't let this get too bad. Luckily it wasn't too bad. Steve Harvey wasn't too bad either. But I saw him because Rashawn McDonald introduced us and he was all excited that we had Dick. John, he was all excited that I had, that the two of us had Dick Harmon on the show. And, you know, Butch obviously was teaching Tiger back then. Whenever I went to the show, Butch still had a connection with Tiger, I believe. This show might have been in 99. I think it was 2000. And I was real close to Steve, and I couldn't stop looking at that he had a line drawn across the top of his head. Clearly, some kind of penciled in black mark, and I just couldn't stop looking. I was like, don't look up there. Don't look up there. Don't look up there. It was like these teeth. It was like you looking at Firmino's teeth. You just can't that stop, You can't stop looking at it.
So
that's what you mean by enhancements.
Yeah, or so like there's advancements in that too. So we got to go to break.
Is it advancements what was happening with Marcus Freeman?
Wasn't great.
It's
too much there. So let your guy respond since I'm a hater.
Still don't have a name.
No surprise, because that guy don't know nothing.
No, he knows. You can't name names, though. Yeah.
Well, who cares?
You ain't outing people for their haircuts.
It's just a haircut.
You know what? I'll say it. Shaq Mason.
Okay. Not in this economy and not during Pride Month.
Shaq Mason.
The guy they ran out of here.
Hold on. Not during Pride Month.
I don't know where that came from.
What did you just say that?
Because you can't be naming names.
It's not outing.
You're not outing people
about haircuts.
About their haircuts.
The guy who they ran out of there because he was too Gucci. You think he's letting a special teamer cut his hair?
Haircuts are haircuts.
No chance. I'm still waiting on that name. We got to go to break.
Go to Taqueria Sorondas to get your haircut.
No, go there to watch World Cup matches. That's what I want you to do. I want you to go get your post up early. You know the matches you want to see. You go post up at the bar. They got multiple TVs in all their spots. And some of their spots they've converted into sports bars. Their bars are sports bars that have been partitioned off. You can go post up, start it off. This is my favorite thing to do. Afternoon games, post up, and you turn it into lunch. And then you turn it into one, if not two matches back to back. And what I'm doing is I'm going to get the street tacos. I already know that for a fact. The first meal I'm going to get is going to be street tacos. I'm going to also have beer or margaritas. I can take my choice. If I want a cocktail, I can have a cocktail too. It doesn't matter. They've got different specials going on. The menu at the bar sometimes is a little different. So different occasions, you can get different types of food. I just know this. The atmosphere is going to be fantastic. There's so many soccer fans. Get in there and go watch a match there, whether it's the U.S. side, Mexico, Colombia. I don't care who's playing. Go catch games at Taqueria Sorondas. It is a blast, and you're going to get some great food, some great drinks, and obviously some outstanding atmosphere as well. Locations all over the city of Houston, over 20 locations. So you're going to find a location that meets your needs near where you live or where you work. It's TaqueriaSorondas.com.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. What you want to talk about? You're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. The number to hang on. Astros signed Lamont Wade Jr. Lamont Wade Jr.
You know what that name reminds you of, Lance, right?
You big dummy.
Lamont, our friend Lamont.
No.
Lamont Wade?
Junior? Ed Wade?
Lamont Wade. Who does that remind me of?
Is he Ed Wade's kid?
I don't think Ed named his son Lamont.
I'm looking at Lamont Wade.
I've never seen a white Lamont.
I'm looking at Lamont Wade. Does not look like Ed Wade at all.
Could. You don't know.
It's correct. I don't know. But don't you think if he was Ed Wade's kid, that would have been out there?
What does that remind me of, though?
I don't know why that name sounds familiar. Like it's a
Tennessee wide receiver.
Name. Oh. No, like a character's name from a movie or TV show.
I mean, we do have
Lamont,
obviously.
You big dummy.
Lamont from the. Dale, you know that show, don't you? You're a latchkey kid who knows old shows. I'm convinced you're actually 62 years old. But Lamont from, what was it called? Sanford and Sons. There was a guy named Lamont.
What was the Revenge of the Nerds guy's last name?
Oh, that's Lamar Luttrell.
Lamar Luttrell. Okay. Yeah, I don't know why that struck me. That Lamont
Wade.
Where
he threw the javelin like this?
I hope he doesn't throw a baseball like that. Lamont Wade.
Lamar's limp-wristed throwing style aerodynamically is able to cast the
so,
Revenge of the Nerds.
So they apparently have been chasing him or been interested in him for a bit now. That's what Joe Espada said. They've had their eyes on him.
Mm-hmm.
And now they got him.
Yeah, we got Lamont. I mean, and Brian McTaggart put out, to add some offensive fuel to one of, if not the worst, outfield offenses in baseball.
Cam Smith has hit the ball better recently,
though.
Yeah,
but he's still a 214 hitter.
Yeah, overall, he is still not what we want.
No. But he has come up with some big hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice. But he's still, that outfield is bad. It's exactly what we thought it was going to be. I thought the pitching staff would be better coming into this year. It's been terrible. But the offense for the outfield really has lived up to expectations. It's terrible. It's awful. Mm-hmm. They can't get any, you know.
Not great.
Not good. No, not great. Not good. 703-780-3776. This, apparently, Mark Stein says this Jaylen Brown of the Rockets talk is real. I guess that might really happen.
I could see that. I mean, I don't know. For me, I think that I could see that.
Well, Ime, don't forget, they have a right? They have a tie. Mm-hmm. There's ties with Ime, and I could certainly see him pushing to get an offensive power, to, you know, somebody who can make them look better offensively than they have. I mean, they immediately get better offensively if they get Jaylen Brown.
Right.
Jaylen Brown and Kevin Durant on the same floor would be pretty cool.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't mind it.
No. What are you giving up? I don't know.
A lot. I mean,
I guess maybe they could sign Tari. Tari could go there and they would sign him.
See, Boston. Else?
You'd have to get a sign up done.
LP would have to go.
Yeah, it's going to be young players, and of course you got to make contracts work. But Boston, it appears, if it happens, their willingness to do it would be because Jaylen Brown is due giant amounts of money.
Yeah,
that they might want to split that up with multiple players. So the Rockets would fit that. They got enough contracts with young players that will work, and they've got picks. And they're going to see Jaylen Brown as, since he's an All-NBA player and not even 30 years old, it's going to cost more than what Giannis is going to go for, what older players would go for, what you had to give before Durant. It's going to it's going to be painful to make a move. Well, Boston's going to try to extract almost everything.
Well, I have to try.
He's going to be a max guy. That's all there is to it. He's a max guy.
And for them, the Celtics are going to go, you're going to not only you're going to pay him, but you're going to give up max assets for him. Yeah. That's the only way you're going to get him. Well, I don't know if the Rockets got that type of.
It's going to sting anybody that you get, anybody that you add on from this point forward. That would be considered one of your top two players. If that's what you're looking for, yes, impossible not to.
What are you giving up?
For Brown, I would think Alperen. I would think it starts with Alperen, or, you know, you have to make salaries match. So Alperen has a number that you have to go with. You subtract a part, you subtract a piece in the middle, an important piece in the middle, though. You subtract Alperen. It'd be one thing if you grabbed Giannis. It's another if you grab Brown, different type of player. So if you wanted to get Jaylen Brown without giving up Alperen, obviously Amen Thompson's got to go. So it starts with Amen, and then you have to piece together probably Fred VanVleet, and then from a financial standpoint, and then you're also throwing in multiple first-round picks, unprotected picks, those pick swaps, I should say. You're going to have to throw in a pick swap and then, you know, some maybe Reed Shepard as well. Dell's right. It could be like Amen, Fred VanVleet. Right now I'm just working off – obviously, you have to make the numbers. Fred. You have to make the numbers work. Why not? Based on what? I mean, he makes enough that you have to get there. If you didn't include Alperen, you'd have to have Fred.
Well, right. I think it would be Alperen before it would be Fred.
I mean, I'm just doing it from a financial. But Alperen has more value than Fred. Long term, Fred's not a long term. Fred's not expected to be here for five more years. Alperen is.
Yeah, but
I mean, how much value?
How much are you going to win with Alpy? And well, he has more value than Fred does.
If you still had Alperen, Kevin Durant, and Jaylen Brown, I like your chances of being a pretty good team. Let's not be stupid about Alperen and act like he's just some crumb bum from the streets who just falls on the ground randomly.
Crumb bum.
I mean, he's not a bad player. He's just not the best player on a championship team. He's not. Jaylen Brown is better than him, and Jaylen Brown would supplant Alperen beyond Kevin Durant, I should say. But you still have to get there financially if you do a deal with them. And if you take Alperen away, how are you replacing double-digit rebounds and the ability to do what Alperen does? He creates points, he scores points, and he rebounds. We know what he doesn't do well, but he actually does some things well. How do you replace those?
I just imagine he would be the centerpiece of any superstar trade.
I do, too. I do, too. But you better have a plan for maybe a player comes back with it. But if you do that, it just adds to the amount of money you have to add coming back. That's the tricky part, is you got to get somebody that's kind of higher paid. And it's not Amen Thompson. You're subtracting a rookie deal with Amen Thompson. I don't know. It gets hard to do a Jaylen Brown deal. Alperen has to be in that deal right now.
For multiple reasons. His contract, the appeal for Boston to want to make a move. Yeah.
Yeah, and then it just starts. You still have a lot of millions to make up to get that deal done. Have to have proper value for Jaylen Brown. Jaylen would be more. Jaylen might cost you more than Giannis would.
I don't think there's any question. Younger. Durable.
More options probably, so there's more leverage for the Celtics than there are for the Bucks.
And more teams would want Jaylen Brown at this point, I think, than Giannis for the reasons that we're talking about. Yeah. You would be like Giannis, it feels like it's not a bidding war, at least that's how it's being reported. If the Celtics were open for business on Jaylen Brown, it would be a bidding war. Even with some of his, which, if you want to call it flaws, it would be a guy that the rest of the league would be in on, and you have plenty of assets to win that one, but it could turn real painful if you were desperate to have him. Go ahead.
If you still have Fred, you have Jaylen, you have Kevin Durant, you have Reed still, you have Jabari still. You got to fill. Steven Adams comes back, you'd have to fill in. You'd need a center still, another center. Find somewhere somehow.
Capella still under contract?
Yeah. I don't know if he's still under contract, but is a Steven Adams Clint Capella combination good enough?
Well, you may be forced to because you have Jaylen Brown and KD. You're just going to have to deal with it.
No, you'd have to have somebody else.
So are you going to find a starting caliber center?
I'd rather run it back.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown's going to be making $57 million. That's what you got to.
What? I wouldn't even mind sign and trade with Tari if Tari's willing to do it. Sign and trade and get a player. Tari for another player and bring that other player in. But I don't know.
Well,
you know,
Tari
maybe
might
Tari
be part
in a draft
of the deal.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would sign and trade him as part of the deal. So now all of a sudden you have a $20-plus million player and you throw in an extra player to make the Jayshon Tate to make money work. You throw in a first round pick. Now all of a sudden you're looking at a much better player, but much better quality of player. You would have to get somebody better than Tari Eason, obviously, if you're making a deal. Anybody that you're trading for is going to be better than the players that you're giving out on an individual basis than anybody that you're giving out if you were to do a deal like that. I would rather do that than I would to just subtract Alperen. If you subtract him for Giannis, you know, you're super old. I don't like that idea at all. It's enticing to Jaylen Brown, but the more I work through this, I don't know how you do it without just busting the crap out of your roster. Like, I'm not sure how you do it without creating a massive hole in the middle.
Well, but you gotta, I mean, you're getting Jaylen Brown.
You're getting Jaylen Brown, but you've now subtracted. There's now another leak in the dam. And it's in the middle where rebounding, where you have old-ass Clint Capella and a guy who can't stay healthy anymore. It was Steven Adams. For three years, there's been issues. Like, I don't know. I like Steven Adams. He's been way better than I expected, but
You can't count on him.
We can't count on him.
No.
There has to be someone else in the mix there.
Yep.
But Jaylen Brown, it just sounds like Giannis is just a non-starter. But if Tillman Fertitta wants to get something done, he's going to get something done.
Yeah,
I just hope
just
it's
getting so old. Good Lord.
Who's that?
You're getting so old, you get Giannis.
Yeah, I know. No, I don't want to get Giannis. But Jaylen Brown is not. You're not getting old. You get older with Jaylen Brown because you're going to subtract young players, I presume. But you also have, also going to subtract probably two pretty good players for one good player, maybe two and a draft pick.
Yeah,
run it back.
But he'll be here for 10 years. He'll want to be here. It's not racist like Boston, you know.
Wait, well, No. Yeah, you're right. If that's what Jaylen Brown is, if that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Jaylen Brown.
Does Boston still have to fade that reputation?
Yeah. They're still racist up there.
Yeah, I don't think they've. Once you have people breaking into your best player's house
and pooping
in their bed.
Well, that was a little while back.
Yeah, but even still, no one forgets. It's
you
a story.
Can't forget.
Yeah, even
never forget.
The center fielder, what's his name? Adam Jones, the former Oriole, talked about going there and hearing stuff, and now he has.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So isn't it? Yeah, they still.
Oh no, I think they can still bring it.
Yeah,
Southeast. Oh no, I think they can still bring it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah, you don't want to be a black player up there. Yeah, what they want Whitey up there. That's all.
They
can
want. They take on lesser trades? Okay, then they can have Reed Shepard. We'll give him a player from Turkey, I guess.
Reed Shepard, yeah, Alpi. I mean, they think
there's
not anyone else to trade at that point.
Draft picks.
If you're restricted, well, yeah. Can you guarantee Boston that
Jeff Green could live anywhere?
They'll be white.
He played
you
there
can
too.
Guarantee that
can you guarantee
white?
Boston when they use your picks, there'll be white players available?
Yeah.
You know, with Boston, you got a shot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's some white players.
They've already
in
got
basketball.
Scrappy white guard on there.
Pritchard. They love
Peyton
him.
Pritchard that they love.
And they've adopted a guy.
And frankly,
named,
he's better than Reed Shepard.
They've adopted a guy named Hugo because I guess he's close enough. Hugo Gonzalez. They're like, hey, close enough. Love you.
Yeah. Gonzalez.
Baylor Shire. Shireman, they got one. Sam Hauser.
He may not be totally white, but he's not black.
That's what I said. Close enough.
Yeah. Close enough.
And they got their other one. Sam Hauser, Shireman. They got plenty.
No.
Couple more, I guess.
And they could trade for some.
Sure.
Some more white guys.
Just what a philosophy that we're putting on them.
Time to talk about your roof. And time to talk about now look up at it. When you leave the house today, or when you go back home, you're in your car now. You're gonna go home after work, and you're gonna look up. We've had a lot of rain, right? Now, how long is this roof gonna last? Is the insurance company gonna cover it if something happens? God forbid we get hail. God forbid we get another hurricane. You know, it's not that far off that it's gonna be hurricane season. Is your roof ready for it? Is it ready for the weather that's coming? Because the weather's always in Houston, always got weather. Something's coming, okay? And if you haven't taken care of your roof in quite some time, then the insurance company is not going, oh, yeah, that's great. Well, I got insurance. I'm fine. No, because when they come and they go, well, look at your roof. It was awful. We're not giving you any money. You didn't take care of your roof. Well, Brinkman is here for you. Don't let a guy who knocks on your door go up on your roof. Have Brinkman Quality Roofing, 50 years, 50-plus years, the Brinkmans have been taking care of roofs in the Houston area. 100% financing is available, free, no-obligation estimate. They'll come to your home, and they'll stand behind their work. And that's the most important thing, because somebody who goes up on your roof, oh, I can fix this, and then they fix it, and then they're gone. And you're like, wait a minute, you didn't do a good job. It's not. Okay, they're gone. Brinkman's will be here. They will. There's been a Brinkman taking care of roofs in the Houston area for over 50 years. 281-480-7663. Make sure that your roof is insurable. 281-480-7663. 281-480-ROOF or BrinkmanQuality.com.
ESPN 97.5.